This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Tell me, friends, if this sounds American to you, please. I mean, it does to me, and this does coincide with yesterday's message exposing the felons masquerading as mayors in these so-called sanctuary cities. In the first place, we should insist that if immigrants who come here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates, agrees to our ways, lives his lifestyle according to our laws, the Mosaic Institution, and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else. For it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin, so on and so forth. But this is predicated, based off of, friends, upon the person's becoming in every facet an American, and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he's an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room but for one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people under God, might I add. Who said that? That was none other than President Theodore Roosevelt. Now, I want to lay to your candor, if I might, again. Friends, we're talking about felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Politicians, friends, masquerading as mayors. Actors, friends, masquerading as mayors, committing an act of felony against we the people, playing the victim, using totalitarian methods by accusing anybody in this country that obeys the law as a bully or a hater or some other racist comment that none other than Leon Trotsky taught him how to use. And well, who's Leon Trotsky? Well, let me tell you who Leon Trotsky was. Leon Trotsky was the one that actually bring forth the word racist, and it was used to browbeat dissenters. Well, again, give me a little history on Leon Trotsky. I'll do so. He was the head of the military under none other than the mass murderer, tyrant name, dictator name, Joseph Stalin. And you're seeing these little communists. And by the way, if you think that's way out there, I'm giving you factual information, like it or not. Cross-check me. 90 of those that call themselves representatives in the United States of America have admitted to being a part of the Communist Party. You heard me right. I'm not making this up. Go online, do your own due diligence. 90 of them have actually acknowledged the fact that they're a part of the Communist Party, and they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and basically against themselves. No, they're attempting to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own devilish communistic image. That's what they're doing. Now, this applies to these felons masquerading as mayors as well. If you did not hear yesterday's show, you need to listen to it. Because I'm going to take it a step further, folks. The things that these mayors are doing in sanctuary cities, which is unconstitutional, friends, is nothing short of a felony. As a matter of fact, I read the law yesterday for you, and I'm going to read more of the law for you today so you can understand what I'm telling you is a crime. And I am exposing those that are committing the crime, namely those that are masquerading as mayors, as they're committing the act of felonies. Folks, we need to get back to law in this country, and therein lies the problem. That's why we're having to deal with these criminals in the first place, because what they're doing is everything outside of what they should be doing. And again, that's not an exaggeration, folks. That's a fact. What I'm also going to do here, friends, is I'm going to get over to the fact that you have been told since September 11th that you're under attack by a foreign enemy. But I've laid to your candor several times that it's not been a foreign enemy creating bureaucracies to work against the people. For example, it was the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, under the foreign criminal sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, was found out the DHS was actually transporting illegals into the United States of America, when you have been under the impression, friends, that it's their job to actually bar them from coming into the United States of America. Is that right? Is that true? Well, yes, of course it is true, friends. And again, they were the ones that actually defined what a terrorist was. And guess what they defined out to be a terrorist, friends? Well, 74 different definitions, friends, to lay out as to who they would consider to be a terrorist. And guess what they defined, friends? You and me. Now, how can that be? Well, friends, it is because, America, your sin is finding you out. It's really, again, it's that simple. And until we come to terms with the fact that Numbers 32:23 comes into play, well, there's nothing I can do for you, friends, outside of the fact that I got to get on the radio and blow the trumpet again and again and again and again. Well, let me go back to 2015 for a moment before I go fast forward to catch you up as to, well, the fact that these masquerading mayors, these felons that are telling you that, you know, these illegal immigrants that are coming into the United States of America, they have a right to be here, which they don't. I want you to know, friends, I'm going to take you down the road to show you that they're telling you that they're making the city safer, when in fact the opposite is true. If we go back into 2015, friends, August 28, 2015, you'll see that PolitiFact out of Texas, we had Ted Cruz say and share with the American people, and by the way, this is factual information once again, the Obama administration released, listen carefully. Now, I want you to remember again, friends, you have been told, you have been inundated by the state-controlled narrative that you have a foreign enemy that wants to commit a jihad upon you in this country. You heard that for how many years, friends? Over and over and over. See, they had to get the message in. Over and over and over and over again, right? And then you have today mayors that are combating the law that are saying they have a right to come into the United States of America. Yesterday I shared with you, under the Oxford English Dictionary, friends, the word in the definition of terrorism, the original definition was government by intimidation. Is that what's happening today? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. But did you know that under Barack Hussein Obama, with that in mind as to what I just told you, do you remember that Obama's administration released onto you, onto the streets of America, over 104,000 criminal illegal aliens, including over 96 murders onto the streets? Folks, I thought there was a terrorism problem. Who's doing this? Is it a foreign government? Yes, it is. That you call representatives today, and I'm going to expose some more today. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out. Those two pages interact one with another, by the way. And if you'd also like to check us out on Facebook, friends, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth. It is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to jump in on the radio show at any time, listen, you got 77 radio stations listening to you across the United States right now, as well as 53 other countries. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, friends, and we're getting back to our history and understanding how his dash story has been established so that we can remain when we practice what we preach, the law teaches a free people. Folks, we've been talking about none other than these mayors masquerading, these felons is really what they are, felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. There's no lawful standing. It's a clear violation of law. And I was sharing with you during the first segment, folks, that you've been told that you've been under attack since September 11th by a Muslim extremist. Now you're finding out through, well, president after president, I guess that only applies to those in this country, which is a sign of domination, by the way. And we can see that not only are the homosexuals, but also the Muslims are aiming at your free speech. speech because they want to shut you down. And again, this is a perfect sign of perfect judgment. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Read it when you get time. You'll understand verbatim prophetically as to where we are today without any question marks whatsoever. But what I find, friends, is it's not foreigners creating bureaucracies. It is to American government. Don't get those. Make the distinction there. Don't get those mixed up. This is foreign to American government. But it's your actors, your politicians that are doing on the behalf of special interest groups the work of the enemy that means to destroy you. And yesterday I spent the whole hour sharing with you the comments and the crimes of those felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Well, what I'd like to do is highlight the fact that, keep in mind, it was the foreign sodomite criminal that got into the People's White House named Barack Hussein Obama that was exposed during his administration outside of the 1,185 times that he was allowed to give the American people the middle finger for some reason or another, that Ted Cruz actually came out and blurted the truth out, probably in his confusion, I'm not for sure, but it's true what he said, love him or hate him. He said Obama administration released 104,000 criminal illegal aliens, including 196 murders. How's that working out for you, America? Especially when the Department of Homeland Security has labeled you as the enemies concerning the state. How is it that when you go through the airport, now you have a TSA that violates your Fourth Amendment that God has bestowed upon you without a search warrant? Friends, they're literally accusing each and every one of us as being suspected terrorists when they're putting their illegal claws on our physical bodies, friends. How's that working out when they're IDing you, but they're opening the borders on the South, and don't forget about the North, friends, to your sworn enemies? Who's doing all that? I'm just curious to know who's doing that. Because it's not a foreign enemy, friends. It's your representatives that are working for foreign interests. Okay? Namely the UN. And keep in mind, I didn't say it. George Soros said it when he said the only obstacle to a new world order is the United States of America. So if you want to roll over and play stupid in the face of your enemy, you go do that. But to the righteous I say, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because you can rest assured, my friends, they are. But you're under a foreign attack. And again, if we would have just listened to our forefathers like James Madison, the president, the fourth president, known as the father of our Constitution, who would know better than our founding forefathers as to what tyrants do and how they act out, read the Declaration of Independence. When he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's exactly what we're dealing with today. It's exactly what we're dealing with. And they're called your representatives. And again, remember, friends, these are actors. I mean, just think about this. You're under a foreign attack, America. And you're the president of the United States of America. He's a foreign agent, friends. Don't doubt me on this. And remember what I'm telling you. He allowed and released over 104,000 criminal illegal aliens onto the streets of America, including 196 murders. This is back in 2015. Oh, and you better know, friends, that I blew the trumpet on that as well. You better know that I blew the trumpet on that one as well. Do you not realize that it's your representatives doing the damage, friends? And I don't know for the life of me what the American people need in this country to understand as to who the enemies are. And we're in it today, are we not? Well, let's go back and we'll start to show over anew, highlighting the new information, because keep in mind, these big city mayors who vowed to defy the law on sanctuary cities are aligning themselves against we the people. And they're playing the victim again, friends, while they're perpetuating the crime. That is, again, totalitarian methods. Well, let me go to the law and let me give you more specific and in-depth concerning the law. Let's go to 8 U.S. Code 13. 24, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. Okay? Knowing that a person is an alien brings to our attention to bring to the United States in any manner whatsoever such person at a place other than a designated port of entry or place other than as designated by the commissioner, regardless of whether such alien had received prior official authorization. Official, what does that mean? Okay, that just means their seal of approval, right? Official doesn't mean they're above the law. Nobody. But going back, the alien has received prior official authorization to come to enter or reside in the United States, and regardless of any future official action which may be taken with respect to such an alien. Knowing or in reckless regard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States is a violation of law. Transports or moves or attempts to transport or move such an alien with the United States by means of transportation or otherwise in furtherance of such violation of law. This is exactly what the DHS was busted doing, friends. Now you're seeing the mayors doing it in the light of day. Folks, oftentimes, they always, folks, let me just say it this way. There is nothing going on in the United States of America that has not first been published. Because the Word of God tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Whatever is told you in the dark, speak it forth in the light. That works both ways. And folks, what they want to do is they want to do it in the light of day because that way they feel safer in doing so. They're using the Lord's methods, but folks, they're breaking the law where Christ never did so. That's sin, 1 John 3:4. They're not hiding this. And what they want to do is they want to put it under the color of law. Looks like law, smells like law. Well, it defines out as law, doesn't it? No, that doesn't matter. Just say it's law. And friends, let me say this. I'm exposing those felons that are masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it must be a duck because it quacks, doesn't it? Yep. And that's exactly what I'm exposing right now. Through your law. Folks, this doesn't apply to just citizenry. Did you take an oath to uphold the Constitution with your hand on the Bible? I do every day of my life, but that is not my point. Those that represent we, the people, put their hand in the Bible, swearing to uphold the Constitution that they are clearly violating. 8 U.S. Code 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. Well, let's transgress it a little bit further, friends, because that's what you're letting them do today. We're going to allure them in with health care and education on your dime. And by the way, it's health care that doesn't apply to them, and it's education, which in fact is indoctrination. And they're using international baccalaureate to create global citizens. All under your nose, you do-nothings. All under your nose. This is crazy. You ready for more of this vernacular, lawful vernacular? Knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, conceals, listen, here you go, sanctuary cities, harbors, right? Well, here comes the word, conceals, harbors, or shields from detection. This they have knowingly done, friends, or attempts to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection such an alien in any place, including any building, or in any means of transportation, encourages or induces an alien to come to, enter, or reside in the United States, knowing or in reckless regard of the fact that such coming to, entry, or resides is will and be in violation of law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Tell me if this sounds familiar, friends. There's 15 blessings. By the way, for those that did not know, George Washington, when he swore in, he made this a tradition. He put his hand on the Bible, the first president of the United States of America, and then he kissed it. What most people don't know is he was reading the blessings and the curses in Deuteronomy 28. Well, there's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. And the professed church in America, who is at length responsible for what's going on in this country, in the church, and in government, and in education, all the way around, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, all goes. It's interesting to note that they still think that they're under the blessings. And though the Bible does tell us, tell the righteous that it will be well with them, yes, but woe unto the wicked are those that know to do right and do it not. So what we're talking about right now is a majority of those that call themselves Christians don't practice what the Word claims, and guess what, or mandates, And so therefore, they're the wicked ones, but they're the ones that be found to believe that they are under the blessings of God. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Does this sound like a blessing or a curse, friends, to the disobedient in this country? When you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it says, listen carefully. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Does that sound like maybe what's happening in this country? Verse 50, a nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Does that sound familiar? Verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down where thou trusted throughout all the land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. I mean, do you want it to be much more specific than that, friends? Because it gets a lot more specific than that. I mean, it even talks about those that you allow, friends. And this is the lot that falls to those that will not be ruled by God. Verse 36, Deuteronomy, the judgments of God. The Lord shall bring you and your king, Barack Obama, and every administration that you've allowed to violate God's moral law, which thou shalt set over you unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, the United Nations. Hello. And there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, wherever the Lord shall lead thee. And folks, I don't have time to go through all 55 of them right now, but these are all spot on as to what's going on in America today. I just read the book of Amos. It applies to America. I could read any one of the prophets today, and it's like the Lord is literally writing a letter to each one of us in this country today saying, you are now here. You are now here under the judgments of God because it is prophetically spot on. And don't you sit there and tell me that God's going to raise up an army to be raptured from responsibility, because that's not in the word neither, all of you freaks out there that want to be raptured from responsibility. He said, if you keep your commandments, the Lord's commandments, if you keep his commandments, forgive me, that you will live long upon the earth. And isn't it interesting how many people are standing back and saying, well, you know, it's just Jesus is coming back. We see the signs of the times. Yep. And you better bet your bottom dollar that same vernacular was going on around our forefathers who believed God to do for them what he did for others. And here we are to talk about it 240 years later. We're exposing right now felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Now, keep in mind, they said that they're protecting the people when, in fact, they're doing just the exact opposite. I told you what Ted Cruz brought forth to the plate on August 28, 2015, that the Obama administration released, if this wasn't enough for you, he released over 104,000 criminal illegal aliens onto the streets of America, including 196 murders, and they're still telling you that there's a foreign power at work? Yep, there is. But you need to make distinction. If you don't know American government, how are you to identify foreign government? Well, guess what? Going back to those felons that are masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, they said that the bill was very vague. So I'm sure to bring folks on the sonsoflibertyradio.com clarity to what they're talking about. You know what the problem is they know that the American people aren't going to go read 8 U.S. Code 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. No, what they're going to tell you is that we believe the law's on our side, when in fact, when you read the law, it does nothing but condemn their felony acts and their crimes. I want you to listen to this vernacular, and then I'm going to go on to the next point. These felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, friends, they're also trying to reassure you that they are protecting the people, when in fact, again, as I just said, they're opening you up and subjecting you to a foreign power, namely those that mean to destroy you and take you down from within. That's exactly what's going on in this country. And again, let me remind those that think that they're having the way, those that are recording my radio show and writing about my radio show, friends, keep in mind, this applies to them too. They're so ignorant to take the time. They're depending upon others while they destroy the country. They're depending upon you not to know what the law says. Well, I'm saying to you, you're depending upon their ignorance while you entertain them away from actually doing their due diligence and studying for themselves to know whether I'm telling them is nay or yay, true or false. Well, I want to tell you, you don't know history enough to understand that you are a part of being used in God's hand to bring about chastisements first, then judgments if they fail to listen. But you need to understand that it is worse at the end of the day for you than it is those that you're being used to chastise. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Look to history, America, and you'll understand at the end of the day, God wins every single time. His purposes will not fail. Isaiah 55 comes to my mind. My word will not return unto me void. It will prosper in whithersoever it was sent to do. Good, bad, or ugly, it's raining on all of us. What sort of seeds are you planting, America? Now let me get over to this really quick. This is Cornell University Law School's website, Legal Information Institute, 8 U.S. Code 1324. They said that the president, namely the law, was too vague. There's nothing too vague about what they're doing, friends. There's nothing vague about the law. It's very clear, and it identifies these felons that are masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Let me go to the next two definitions of a violation of this law so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about. I love this because it falls right back to Jeremiah 11:9. Concerning criminal penalties in 8 U.S. Code 1324, encourages or induces an alien to come on your dime, America, is what these mayors are doing, to enter or reside in the United States, knowing or in reckless regard of the fact that such coming to, entry, or residence is or will be in violation of law. They said it was too vague. I just told you what the law says. They're the ones that are guilty of committing the crime. Now listen to this. Engages in any conspiracy where there's two or more in agreement to commit any of the preceding acts or aids or abets the commission of any of the predicting acts shall be punished as provided in subparagraph B. Okay? Now I'm going to share with you what the punishment is for violating these crimes. Okay? In the case of violating subparagraph A, 5, or 1, in the case of violation subparagraph A, 2, and 3, and or 4, in which the offense was done for the purpose of commercial advantage or private financial gain, they're selling you down the river, America, shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. Or both. In the case of violation of subparagraph, in other words, if they're guilty of all the above said, during and relation to which the person causes a damage, friends, concerning the crimes committed against we the people, defined in section 1365 of Title 18, to or places in jeopardy of the life of any person, be fined under Title 18, shall be in prison not more than 20 years or both. If someone's killed under their watch, which many have been, friends, I want to share the punishment concerning those felons that are masquerading as mayors in the United States under something called sanctuary cities as they play the victim and they open the floodgates to those that want to and are sworn to destroy we the people in the United States of America. Listen to this one and I will move on to the next point. If someone is killed in the case of violation subparagraph A1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, resulting in the death of any person, shall be punished by death or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, fined under Title 18 or both. So friends, I want you to remember something. Well, they're subjecting you to felons to the number of that of Barack Hussein Obama, 104,000 criminal illegal aliens released back onto the streets from prisons in America, including 196 murders. They are to be personally held responsible for the crime committed against any one of you. I mean, these are the same people that when you defend yourself with a gun and someone dies, they want to throw you in jail. Also, keep in mind, many of these mayors are anti-gunners. And oh, boy, I could pull back the curtain on many of their crimes. Pedophilia, tax evasion, extortion, goes on and on and on. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, friends, they're all armed to protect themselves against big, bad Americans that might actually lawfully deal with them in court, right? Well, friends, we need to get this right. I just gave you clarity as to what the law states. 8 U.S. Code 1324, and each and every one of these masquerading felons called mayors in sanctuary cities are to be held responsible for crimes committed against you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Wow! You know, it's interesting when you bring that law in, isn't it? It's like a bunch of, I remember when we were kids, if we were doing something wrong, there could be a whole group of us doing something wrong. I'm talking about like egging somebody's house or playing, you know, ding-dong ditch or something that was completely harmless, but it irritated people. If the cops came around, everybody was scared to death of those cops. But I want to let you know something, friends. It's like these people, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. When the law enters, all of a sudden, The law shows us who's violating that law, doesn't it? And see, we're so far, America, you're so far backwards in thought that you think that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do when I just brought the law in to show you who's doing the offending concerning our law. And they're not only offending, they're transgressing. They are spitting in the face of people, friends. And I'm talking about those felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. I mean, and this is just absolutely astounding that the American people, because people are talking about what I'm highlighting today, but they're not talking about what the law says. They're trying to work out a deal with these masquerading felons called mayors in sanctuary cities when the law condemns them for their crime. Clearly. And we don't need no corrupt, black-robed tyrant to tell us that acts as an activist or wants to legislate from the bench what the law says. I just told you what the law. We don't need an attorney to interpret what the law says. I seen what it said. I read it for you. It's clear as day. It's clear as day. But you have so many people in this country, because they don't have a knowledge of what the law says, they run around like a bunch of scared chicken, acting like those that are in, well, in positions of representation, only working out of delegated authority that's been given unto them by we the people, right? Let's put this into perspective so we can get this right, that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. No. And here is the media. USA Today did the article just blowing this out there. You know, like there's not anything anybody can do about what's going on because big city mayors, did you hear that? Big city mayors vow. They swear to defy Trump on sanctuary cities. I believe that they're leading through opposition because the president could have came in immediately and dealt with every one of them. He could have had every one of them removed from office and indicted. Article 2, Section 4. For why? Folks, not just a misdemeanor, but an act of treason. And conspiracy, friends, is what the law says. And it is conspiratorial when there's more than one doing it. And they're doing it in alliance, friends. This is what your law states. So why don't you get a little law backbone and start dealing with these people that are subjecting you and your family to the likes of those that mean to destroy you and your country and your family and everything as to who you are. The law's on your side, and furthermore, and first and foremost, God is on your side. You know, but what do we hear? We just hear from the likes of old, USA Today. You know, this won't change how we enforce the law in New York City. And look at that, he's the victim. And then all of a sudden here comes de Blasio and he says, you know, he added that if Trump follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. Yeah, listen to that. He's shifting responsibility and he's shifting blame from off himself, who is the responsibility for allowing these people to come in. That would be the whole reason you would need the police department. But America, you don't think things through. You gotta think about what's being done here. The mayor that's illegally allowing these people to come in, alluring them through your dime, is blaming those that are enforcing the law. Who cares? But he's blaming him, namely the president, for bringing forth a law that he said was real vague that I just read to you, and said that it will be his fault if he cuts funding from the New York Police Department. And American people don't go any further than that. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do, they say, right? Remember Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said, Boston's people, Boston's strength, and Boston's values, right? This is an attack, he said. Really? No, the attack comes when these masquerading felons known as mayors in sanctuary cities are opening up their cities to protect those that are here illegally onto the people of Boston. Again, you need to think things through. He said, if people want to live here, they'll live here. Walsh told reporters at a news conference, they can use my office, they can use any office in this building. Folks, discern what's going on with this guy. He's not working for you. He's working for someone else because he's going to get a little kickback for the more that he brings in. Because he is a paid actor, friends. It's exactly what he is. You know, Ed Murray said that he has directed his city departments to review the budgets to prepare for a potential loss of federal funding. Illegally, the federal government now takes your tax dollars and funds sanctuary cities. It funds, folks, those that are masquerading themselves as mayors, acting as felons, bringing in those that are illegally here. Think about that. What about dead fish Mayor Rahm Emanuel? He vowed that the nation's third largest city would remain a sanctuary city. I don't care what the law says. I haven't followed the rule of law since day one. I do what my bosses tell me to do. Yeah. In America, you need to put who his boss is into perspective. Because this isn't working out for you or the future of your country. He said, there's no stranger among us. Well, hey, guess what? Dead fish Rahm Emanuel. That's all we've been told by the state-controlled media is we're under attack. But we're not under attack from them. We're under attack by you. That's bringing them into the United States of America. You're the ones attacking. Yeah, but come on. You know, there's this Islamophobia, this homophobia, you know, this, that, and the other thing that we've created to browbeat dissenters, and it's worked wonders, let me tell you. And we thank God for those conservatives and those professed Christians today, because they are the ones that spread the fear the most. Yeah, well, guess what? We don't take fear from our councils. Never take counsel from your fears. Never. The only counsel we take is from the fear of God. We have too many heroes in this country that gave us what we have today that we need to emulate, that established what we have 240 years later. And I'm not going to stand by and allow a handful of corrupt actors masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities to open the gates, committing the act of felony. Opening the gates to those that mean to destroy this country. And by the way, I see it about 45 minutes away from my house. You know, we were told by the governor in the state of Minnesota, he's just an empty suit, voted the worst senator in the history of mankind, who has ties with Soros, by the way. How he got into office, that should tell you. He's bought and paid for. But he told the people in this prospective city, about 45 minutes away, that, listen, if you don't like these illegals coming into the United States of America, then move. That's what he said. And the American people just went back to sleep. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Older generation, look at your kids and tell them there's nothing you can do about it. Because your legacy is going to go down as a major curse. You're a reproach to everything we have. To everything we are, you sort of people are a reproach to everything that we are as Americans. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it, though I've never really did anything about it. Oh, you know what? Maybe I spoke out against it to a Martha, you know, about 10 years back, you know, and then the governor came in and there was nothing we could do about it anyways. So they're just going to do whatever they want to do. Well, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You're a coward. You're a capitulator. You're bound for the hell that you deserve. Folks, what we're going to be doing tomorrow is we're going to be highlighting the fact that these mayors also told us that these illegal citizens, they call them, they contribute to a society. And they're making it safer for us, say those felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Well, I'm going to show you how safe they have made us tomorrow. Because, again, taking it another step forward to reverse your thinking in this country by taking a lawful stand is how you needed to be given the knowledge that sets you free. And knowledge is what is missing, because a lack of knowledge is what is destroying this country. And all the information I have, that I have, friends, is all accessible. It's all accessible. Pick up the Bible. Pick up the Constitution. Go check out state statutes. Check out federal statutes. Check out the laws. And then go ahead and broadcast to your friends. And start showing the people who's violating the laws so we can set the record straight. I end with this. Thomas Jefferson said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. And folks, we need to put this into perspective. And again, one more time, understand that we are the government in this country. It's not separated. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.